Prologue. June 1852. Her dreams of late had been of books with maps of unknown places. Jenny Scott wished she were dreaming now, instead of sitting here beside the family wagon, a gushing stream to serenade them. They'd left Illinois 2 months previous, 2nd of April, 1852. She had written the date in the family journal she'd been assigned to keep as they crossed the continent. Since that first rollout of wagons toward the west, Jenny traveled without maps. She needed them to help her reduce the fear and anxiety of the unknown, but she didn't have them. Though only 17, she'd already learned that living required coming to terms with uncertainty. Not that she did that well. She had lost another kind of map as well. The map of her mother. A different kind of pain awaited this June afternoon. The agony will be worth it. Jenny spoke with conviction as she eyed the fat needle her new friend blackened in the flame. Then, won't it?
It does have a sting, Shirley Ellis said. Fair warning.
Jenny lifted the dark curls to hold them behind her ears. She thought of her hair as unruly with its thickness and natural twists that made morning brushing a chore. She envied her brothers who kept their hair short, curls under control. Kate, Jenny's 12-year-old sister, patted Jenny's shoulder while Shirley continued.
Shakespeare had this done, and even biblical Jacob gave a pair to Rachel way back when. The pain has to come before the glory.
Ha, Jenny said.
I'm here to comfort you, Kate said, but I don't understand why you want to hurt yourself for fashion.
Ignoring her sister, Jenny took a deep breath. She sat on a three-legged stool they used to milk the cow. The stool did double duty as a seat for medical ministrations. Jenny squeezed her eyes shut.
Go ahead. Do it.
Kate pinched her sister's earlobe as hard as she could, then said to Shirley, Now,